locals want that that the people in this area move because they're on private land. It's a beach there that has beautiful scenery, beautiful beaches there, but we have no facilities there at all to cater for the amount of caravans that were there this year. There were up to 66 caravans there one weekend. The Donegal County Council issued a notice of intent to ask them to remove their caravans from the area, or they would bring legal proceedings against the caravans. Now, most of them have moved. There are still 12 caravans there this morning.
Now, would this not be biting the hand that feeds you? Because 66 caravans were there, as you say, at one stage this summer. These people are bringing footfall into the area.
We are not in any way against tourism. Last night, we welcomed the people off the caravans to the public meeting. We showed them that there were 167 sites there of illegal dumping, of littering, and they were shocked themselves when they saw this.
But is the area not going to lose out in tourism now?
There is no proper facilities in Gweedore in this area. There is no running water in this area. There are no portaloos in this area. There isn't even a car park there. It's a beautiful area, beautiful beach area. It's part of the Wild Atlantic Way, but this is the only way possible that the council see that the people have to move, and if it applies to one, it applies to all.
Would you call on the council now to put the amenities in place for tourists to visit the area?
Yes, well, we will have to work on that now to secure those amenities somewhere, but it cannot happen there, and the council have told us it's in a special area of conservation, and there is nobody allowed to be there on that ground.